The last few years have been difficult ones for Michigan. The effects of the long recession are taking their toll on everything from people's frayed nerves to the state's crumbling infrastructure. And whatever your political point of view, we haven't exactly had inspired leadership. While I wish I could tell you that someone was about to build a large chain of installations across the state and plan to create tens of thousands of good, high-paying, totally secure jobs. Unfortunately, that isn't happening. Not yet, anyway. But I do have a little bit of good news. Michigan's Supreme Court seems to be acting more the way a high court should and less like an out-of-control fraternity. 2 years ago, the court was seen by many as a total embarrassment. Decisions were made along sharp and sometimes partisan lines. The conservative majority seemed delighted to ignore legal custom and routinely reversed earlier decisions. Worse, justices were not only divided along ideological lines, they're openly feuding personally. Chief Justice Clifford Taylor and some of his colleagues attacked a fellow Republican, Elizabeth Weaver, in the press, calling her erratic, unethical, and even mocking her dress. She gave it back to them as well. The spectacle was not helpful to our state's image or the courts. The University of Chicago Law School completed a study of the nation's state Supreme Courts about that time and ranked Michigan dead last, saying it was little respected for its decisions. Not good. However, things started to change at the beginning of last year. Chief Justice Taylor had been defeated in 2008, and the justices elected Marilyn Kelly, who had been on the court for 13 years, to succeed him. Justice Kelly, now in her last term, told me recently she was deeply concerned about the court's image. She said, "We set the example for the rest of the judiciary and the lawyers in the state, and if we tell them that they have to treat one another and those in their courtrooms, lawyers and defendants, with dignity, and we're not treating one another that way, we can hardly expect them to take the message very seriously." The Chief Justice knew she couldn't do much about the ideological divisions on the court, but thought she could perhaps address the human ones. So she adopted some of the practices used in the United States Supreme Court. For example, she told me, she set up a lunchroom just for the justices. "We have tablecloths and stemware and silverware and nice dishes and a nice catered lunch, right there in the Hall of Justice. The rules are that they don't talk about business. The result," she said, "makes for some nice, civil, appropriate behavior which does spill over into our meetings, even though one might not expect it." I've also encouraged justices to spend some time with one another, to simply take a minute with some coffee or tea and just chat with one another, she added. She told me that this has also helped, though she admitted it just hasn't worked every day. Michigan's age limits mean that Justice Kelly will have to leave the High Court in 2.5 years. My guess is that when she does, she'll be missed, more than even her fellow justices now know.